Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
8:14 on this Friday morning. David Hammer joins us now. WWL TV, WWL Louisiana, beg your pardon, Louisiana investigative reporter. How you doing, David?
I'm doing all right, Tommy.
You know, every time I talk to you, and this is not a reflection on you, it's a reflection on the stories you cover, is what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. It's hard to, and that's why I always compliment you and Katie Moore and Mike Pearlstein and the staff over at Channel 4, because if you guys don't do the work that you do, none of this gets uncovered. And I know you the stories that you all have done have resulted in people going to prison, have resulted to see changes in the way the city's run. And I just want to say thank you again for the work that you do. And when it comes to building and permits, this is an important thing, and I don't even know how you would begin to go back to undo. Well, go ahead.
No, first of all, I just want to thank you, Tommy, for those comments and for recognizing it and for also breaking it down for everybody. I mean, when you have me and my colleagues on to break these things down, I think it's important because these are complex issues. These are complicated stories. But at the end of the day, it's about protecting the public, you know, from the abuse of their tax dollars and the misuse of power and things like that. So, you know, yeah, we get into the weeds, we get into details because we do detailed investigations. And this one that we're talking about here with safety and permits and the indictment of Randy Farrell last week that I've continued to, you know, kind of peel back the onion on over the course of this week is something that I've been working on for years.
I love to have you on here because you are limited on the newscast by minutes, right? But we can go into the weeds
exactly
here, because the devil is in the details, and that's why I love having you on. And especially,
yeah,
David, when it comes to inspections, I think what people don't understand is, you know, once those walls are sealed up, it's hard to go back and, A, understand what's behind there or determine what's behind there without tearing it all up. So this is an extremely important thing that can be especially dangerous when you're talking about electrical work.
Absolutely. And, you know, what we found is that there were people, and, you know, people wonder, are the people who work in our government, in City Hall, are any of them doing the right thing? This is an example where you had leaders inside the Safety and Permits Department dating back to the Mitchell Andrew administration who knew that there was, you know, corruption going on and concerns about fabricated inspections. And that's led now to multiple indictments, multiple convictions in federal court for falsifying permits, falsifying inspections. And at the end of the day, it's about safety. It's about protecting the public, because these schemes that have been alleged and proven in some cases involve unlicensed people doing work on the cheap, including electrical work that can lead to explosions and other, you know, and fires and other things. And they're being passed by people who are supposed to be protecting the public and saying, this is safe, this is good, but they're not actually checking it. They're not actually looking at it because they actually have skin in the game. They're getting paid bribes to allow this to happen. So the latest case is Randy Farrell, who owned the largest inspection firm and still does own it, and is now charged with a scheme over years and years, 2016 or I think 2017 at least, up until 2023 is detailed in this indictment. And it alleges that he was paying bribes to the mayor of New Orleans, Mayor LaToya Cantrell, and to Chief Administrative Officer Gilbert Montagno. Now, they're not accused of any crimes, but they are named as unindicted co-conspirators. And Randy Farrell, the owner of this inspection firm, is now accused in criminal indictment of paying bribes to them to be allowed to continue to do this work after people inside the Safety and Permits Department started to get on to him and realize, and, you know, started building a case that he was committing these offenses, and he wanted them off their backs, allegedly. And that's what he's charged with, of you know, paying, giving gifts to the mayor to get her to fire these people. And Jen Cecil was the first one, who was the deputy director of safety and permits and the head of the one-stop permitting system. And she had gathered evidence showing that Randy Farrell was paying for permits that he, you know, was not allowed to get himself under other electricians' names. And then he was inspecting them on the back end and saying that they were safe, while actually unlicensed electricians were doing the work on the cheap, and he was collecting bribes from those unlicensed electricians to allow them to do the work and then pass the work as safe at the end. And Zach Smith, who was the director of safety and permits at the time and ended up getting demoted, I got an interview with him, and I've had these emails where he was, for years, where he was trying to raise the red flags and sound the alarm about these issues and never got anywhere with that.
David, let me stop you right there, because we had new traffic, and I think that's a good point to pick it up. We come back, all right?
Great.
David Hammer, our guest, WWR Louisiana investigative reporter, talking, giving us the latest on the scandal involving Mayor Cantrell's, the investigation into the permit department, 821 traffic, WWR.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Tommy Tucker, WWL 824. Quickly back to David Hammer, WWL Louisiana investigative reporter with the latest and what he's uncovered with the scandal involving the city's permit department. David, the floor is yours.
Well, the thing that is really interesting is to look back historically to when Mitchell Andrew was mayor. He had a director of safety and permits named Jared Munster, who started to raise alarms about corruption by inspectors inside the safety and permits department. And I did stories about that back when I was at the Times-Picayune over 12 years ago. And as we went through, and starting in 2019, it was clear that the federal government was investigating Zach Smith. There were emails. Zach Smith was the new director of safety and permits under Latoya Cantrell starting in 2018. And I started gathering emails showing that he was communicating with the inspector general and others about concerns about these permits and about falsification of permits and identifying inspectors who were working for him who appeared to be involved in these schemes. And now Randy Farrell is charged with, and now he's not guilty, he's presumed innocent, but he's been charged with federal crimes of bribery and other things involving falsified permits. So I interviewed Zach Smith back on I think it was Tuesday, did the story about how he tried to raise those alarms and then was demoted by Gilbert Montano. And he's concerned because when he was demoted, it was around the time that Montano allegedly, in the indictment it says, was taking things of value from Randy Farrell, including tickets to the college football national championship game. So, Gilbert Montano, I did an interview with him last week. He says he was not, he ends up in suites sometimes. He, hobnobs and things at big events like football games, and he would never sell his integrity for tickets. He has not been charged with a crime, but again, he is identified in the indictment of Randy Farrell, accused of essentially taking bribes from Randy Farrell. So it's going to be interesting to see where the feds go from here. Do they charge, who do they charge next? Because obviously they are building towards this. And as I know a number of legal commentators have said to you, you don't charge Randy Farrell and name the mayor and the chief administrative officer without following through with more charges.
So I'm trying to figure out, going back to the Landrieu administration, does this fall on him at all, or is this something that was broken that the Cantrell administration not only failed to fix, but kind of glommed onto? What?
Well, I mean, first of all, you can't say that this originated with the Cantrell administration. Clearly, this goes back this kind of issue with falsification of permits and selling your, essentially selling your job as an inspector to get money and allow unlicensed people to do work, is something that goes back beyond, you know, before Cantrell took office in 2018. But I would say that the leadership that Landrieu had in place during his time in office were involved in trying to uncover this. That's what the documents show and that I've been reporting. So I think this dates back to many, many administrations. The people who were working for Landrieu were trying to do something about it, and the people who were working for Cantrell were trying to do something about it. And that's actually when they started, the feds started coming in and charging people with bribery and similar crimes and falsification of permits. So it, the falsification, according to the criminal charges that we've seen, date back to the Landrieu administration, but I think they probably go back a lot further. That's just when they first started to uncover them.
And, you know, I always like to look to see if this is something unique to New Orleans or not. But historically, not just in this country, but almost throughout the world, permits and inspections, that is an area of government that is often ripe with corruption, is it not?
Yes. I mean, it's the whole kind of greasing the palms. Hey, you know, slide me some money and I'll make sure you get this approval for this project. Absolutely, because it's a big money maker for the city, mm-hmm. or for any municipality or for any government agency. If they hand out permits for construction work, which can, you know, run into the millions of dollars, then that's a big money maker for that government. And then the people who are in charge of accepting the money for the government sometimes say, hey, you know, slide me some extra and I'll make sure you get this through. So absolutely, that's a problem worldwide. Kind of, you know, typical of third world countries. And in New Orleans, it's been an issue for a long time.
So what happens next, David?
We're going to see the federal investigation continue. We're going to see Randy Farrell's case being processed. He'll be in court later this month to probably plead not guilty, and we'll see how that progresses.
And I brought that national and world part up because you would think an administration, any incoming administration, not specifically LaToya Cantrell, but anybody with any history of government at all would know that's one place you got to look to make sure your shop is clean, right?
You're right, absolutely.
Thank you, David. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too,
Tom. Talk to you again soon. All right, we'll talk to council member Leslie Harris about housing when we come back here on WWL. 8:45, quarter till 9. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL, and Councilmember Leslie Harris joins us now to talk about housing in the city. Good morning, Councilmember. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. It's been a minute.
It has, and I thought next time we talked to you, you were going to come in with the dogs. I keep hearing about that, but I don't see any dogs.
So they're actually sick this week, and we have to isolate them.
What happened?
I know.
What's the matter?
A little touch of kennel cough.
Uh-oh. You think it could be all the pillows they're eating?
Pillows, stuffed animals, people.
Still?
Yeah. You know, and they just turned to.
My kid had his dog, had her dog over at the dog's a boy, Wilbur. And no matter what kind of thing you buy, toy you buy, no matter if it's a $30 toy that's indestructible, they always tear through it. And I think they put something, I think that foam that they stuff the toys with, it's just a theory on my part, reeks of bacon. So I think what they do, it's planned obsolescence so that there's no way the dog is not going to destroy the toy. So you got to go, what, buy another one, right?
Yeah, that's why I collect the Mardi Gras plushies and give them to them.
I'm talking about this Kevlar stuff, this stuff that they say is indestructible. I don't know if y'all have ever found, and this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but if the audience has ever found, both Councilmember Harris and I would like to know about a dog toy that the dog cannot tear through. I would like to know because I've not found one. Let's talk about the Housing Trust Fund. What is that?
Yeah, so it is a ballot measure that's going to be on the ballot, and voting is in about 31 days. We're doing a countdown now. That would dedicate 2% of the city's general budget to workforce and affordable housing opportunities. That's both creation of rental housing, but also creating homeownership for folks who are in the city of New Orleans. We know increasingly people are moving out of city center to Kenner, to Gretna, to the West Bank, and what we want to do is maintain our communities here in New Orleans.
Okay. Let me say this, because I know some people are thinking this right now. Buy a house? You got to work hard to buy a house. Workforce affordable housing, what are you talking about? No subsidized housing. You work, you pay your rent. Explain, if you will, please, how nothing just happens, how there are no simple solutions to complex problems. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes on this, please, because I think it's very important. And it comes to facilitating people that are working, just getting to work and being able to do all of those things that we spoke about, right?
Right. I mean, if you think about housing, housing is really the basis of having a healthy community. So if we have a steady stream of good, safe, and affordable and workforce housing here in New Orleans, that means that people can get to their jobs easier, can get from their jobs to their kids easier to do reading programs and after school activities. Right now, people are cost burdened in New Orleans. We know that between 2020 and 2023, rents increased by nearly 24%, and home sale prices were 38% higher. They're really at the highest that they've ever been in New Orleans. And so what we're talking about is $17 to $20 million. So it's comparatively not a lot of the city's budget, but it would be a reinvestment by our citizens year over year to strengthen our communities, to make sure that your neighbor who you love can stay in their house rather than their house falling down around them, can make sure that your kids have home ownership opportunities within the city. And so that's why this is so critical, and I'm really asking voters to vote for this charter amendment. This is a chance for folks in New Orleans to reinvest in themselves and our community. And again, it's 2% of the city's general fund, equaling $17 to $20 million. And what we think is that if we have this dedicated source of funding, we will see private investment increase in our city. We've seen that already with some projects like the Louisiana Firehouse, which is a public-private partnership with NORA Finance New Orleans and a private bank to create workforce housing and childcare. So this really is a critical measure on the ballot. And again, I'm asking people to vote for it.
All right, let me take a break. We'll come back, talk about some other things. But to be clear, Leslie, this is not a giveaway. This is not a freebie program. This is an attempt to continue to fuel the city with the employees that it needs to keep running. Is that an overstatement or not?
No, that's exactly correct. We don't want to be like Venice or some of these other tourist cities where all you see are tourists and workers have to live out of the city and commute in. What we want to do is strengthen the city of New Orleans, and this is a reinvestment in our city and in ourselves.
You're talking about Venice, Louisiana or Venice, Italy?
Venice, Italy.
I've been to both. I was just curious. 8:50, more when we come back. 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:54, 6 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council member, about the Housing Trust Fund. This is not going to divert money from anything else, is it, Leslie?
It isn't. And I want to be clear that this isn't a new tax. This is just a 2% dedication of funds. We already do this in some instances, for example, funding the Office of Inspector General and the Office of Independent Police Monitor. So this isn't a new thing that the city of New Orleans does. And it's not a new thing just nationally. We've seen other cities like Pittsburgh, Austin, Atlanta, have a dedicated source of funding for workforce and affordable housing opportunities. I also want to be clear that this can help out small landlords who rent to folks and who need to rehab their rental units in order to get them up to snuff. So again, this really focuses on the gamut of housing, both rental housing and affordable homeownership opportunities, and it is not a new tax.
Leslie, I can't believe this. I just lost my train of thought completely.
It
happens, doesn't it?
It does all the time.
I wanted to talk about the what happens if this does not pass.
Sure. So we have a backup ordinance authored by myself and Councilmember DeRusso that would do a similar thing, which would have a dedicated source of money that goes into the housing trust fund, which we've already created. Mm-hmm. But an ordinance is something that can be repealed by councils who are not the current council. And so this is different than an ordinance. What the voters would vote on is a dedicated source of funding that would be enshrined in the city charter. But there is a backup ordinance that Councilmember Jerusso and I authored if this does not pass.
Short-term rentals you and I have spoken about before. Mm-hmm. I know they got the Taylor Swift concert coming. They got the Super Bowl coming. Is there enough enforcement to make sure that that's not that the rules are being adhered to?
We have asked Safety and Permits and the Department of Short-Term Rental to increase enforcement. We've asked them to look at their budgets because we are in budget season to make sure that they have enough folks who are on the ground who can inspect these units. Is there enough enforcement? Absolutely not. We know that there are still illegal short-term rentals operating. We get reports of them all the time. They are going through adjudication and being delisted from the sites where these illegal short-term rentals are, like Airbnb and VRBO. But do we need more enforcement? Absolutely.
So that brings me to the budget as it was presented, a reduction in safety and permits. Mm-hmm. What got your attention about that budget presentation, and what are you going to be looking at?
Yeah, I think we need to look at essential services. We know that basic blocking and tackling still needs to be tackled here in New Orleans. And so when we see a reduction in critical areas like code enforcement, safety and permits, Department of Public Works, we really have to be critical of that reduction. Is it right-sizing? I'm not sure. I know that DPW has positions to fill. I'm always talking to their director about the positions that are empty, because we know that we need workers. We have open positions in the city, and so I don't know that a reduction in those budgets are appropriate.
Final thoughts?
Yeah, I would just tell people, listen, I'm asking them to vote for the Housing Trust Fund Charter Amendment. But either way, please make sure that you are registered to vote. Go on the Secretary of State's website, and you can look there to make sure that you're registered. But just go vote. It's important.
And Joe Jerusso was on earlier. I asked him about this, so I'm going to hit you with it as well. Saints playing Monday night against Kansas City. White color rush uniforms with black helmets. Thoughts? You see, there you go. Tim Zimmer, Tim Zimmer in there shaking his head because he's done the research, and apparently the Saints have never won when they wore the black helmets.
Oh, no, then we absolutely can't. Call Gail Benson.
Well, I think that's a little above my pay grade, Ms. Harris. I think that'd be up to you to do that. Thank you, Leslie. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Tom.
Go Saints. All right, Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council member. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Ian McNulty, as we do every Friday, who covers food and dining for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. We'll have him for the entire hour. So I want to work in as many of your questions as we possibly can at 504-260-1870. Where you been eating? If there's a spot you've been wanting to try, what are some of the things to order when you go there? And also, if you're looking for a specific type of food or maybe an experience that you didn't quite understand in a restaurant, either way, 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Heart Jeweler talking text line. We're talking eating and drinking with Ian when we come back.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.